This is the parallax for Thursday, March 5, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic War Powers resolution Wednesday, voting down the measure 47-53, largely along party lines. The resolution would have required President Trump to seek congressional approval before continuing military strikes under Operation Epic Fury, the ongoing U.S.-Israeli campaign in Iran that began Saturday. Six American service members were killed in a drone strike in Kuwait on Sunday. The Guardian frames this as Republicans rejecting an attempt to constrain Trump's war authority, while NPR emphasizes that Democrats faced an uphill climb in their effort to restrain the president's power to wage war. Fox News highlights that GOP lawmakers backed the ongoing missile strikes while drawing a firm red line at ground troop deployment, insisting on Congress's constitutional role over war decisions. One Republican, Rand Paul of Kentucky, crossed party lines to support the resolution, while one Democrat, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, voted against it. In related political news, Montana Senator Steve Daines, a Trump ally, announced his retirement from the Senate Wednesday, withdrawing his bid for a third term just minutes before the filing deadline. His sudden departure creates uncertainty for Republicans as they seek to maintain their Senate majority in the 2026 midterms. The timing caught many observers by surprise, and outlets like Fox News and The Guardian both emphasized the last-minute nature of his announcement. Turning to Texas, State Representative James Tallarico of Austin won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate, defeating U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett of Dallas. The victory sets up what is expected to be one of the most expensive races of the 2026 cycle. On the Republican side, neither Senator John Cornyn nor Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton reached the majority needed to avoid a May runoff. Axios reports that Trump is expected to endorse Cornyn in the Republican runoff and wants the losing candidate to drop out. Meanwhile, Tallarico's victory elevates his national profile, as Democrats hope Trump's unpopularity translates to gains in traditionally red states. Moving to the broader conflict unfolding beyond the Middle East, a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship off the south coast of Sri Lanka on Wednesday, marking a significant expansion of the U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran into the Indian Ocean. The torpedo strike killed at least 87 Iranian sailors aboard the frigate Iris Dina, with around 140 feared missing. The incident occurred as the warship was sailing in international waters following naval drills in India, creating diplomatic complications for Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed the strike and released video footage showing the operation. The Guardian reports at least 87 Iranian sailors were killed, while the BBC notes that around 140 people are feared missing. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi warned the U.S. will bitterly regret setting such a precedent. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports that Modi said military conflict cannot resolve problems in his first public remarks since the strike. NATO also intercepted and destroyed a ballistic missile over the eastern Mediterranean on Wednesday that was launched from Iran toward Turkish territory. The missile traveled across Iraqi and Syrian airspace, marking a significant escalation that raised concerns about Article 5 invocation. Iran subsequently denied firing a missile toward Turkey. Al Jazeera covered Iran's denial, while Zero Hedge emphasized fears that Operation Epic Fury is spinning into a broader regional war. On the economic front, the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, through which 25% of the world's maritime oil trade normally passes, has sent oil tanker charter rates soaring, with prices nearly doubling in recent days and up fivefold since the start of the year. Bangladesh is preparing to reduce fuel deliveries to petrol pumps as it stretches energy reserves, while India's automakers are delaying Middle East shipments due to escalating tensions and rising freight costs. China's government has told its top refiners to suspend diesel and gasoline exports as crude arrives from the Persian Gulf at reduced capacity. Axios reports that trade disruptions will likely produce a domino effect across the global economy, with about 33% of the world's fertilizers handled through the waterway. NPR described the closure as about as wrong as things could go for global oil markets, achieved not with a naval blockade, but with cheap drones. The euro is sliding as surging oil and natural gas prices expose Europe's deepest vulnerability. When energy gets expensive, the region's trade balance deteriorates, and the currency reflects the pain. That's the Parallax for Thursday, March 5.